Welcome to the Digital Prosperity Podcast, the show for small and medium-sized businesses who want to get more traffic, get more leads, and get more sales from their website. So, if you want to improve your business strategy, stay up to date with the latest sales and marketing technology, and learn specific marketing tactics that can keep your business ahead of the pack, then this is the show for you, as the JDR Group bring you ideas, motivation, and inspiration to help you attract your ideal clients and customers. And here's your host, Will Williamson.
Hello, and welcome to the Digital Prosperity Podcast. This is me, Will Williamson, once again with you from the JDR Group, and I'm here with David Roberts. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Will, and hello to our listeners. I understand our audience is growing steadily, but growing.
Absolutely. So welcome. If you are new to the show, it's great to have you here joining us.
Yeah, and all donations are greatly received, Will.
Absolutely. Well, yeah. It's that time of year, isn't it?
That's a charitable
time
that's
of year.
Right, that's right.
If you can find it in your hearts to donate to our podcast, we would much appreciate that.
That's right.
Our topic this week is what makes a really good business-to-business marketing strategy. Now, it's the time of year where businesses are planning their marketing or planning their goals and what they want to achieve for 2016, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, Will. And a lot of business owners and businesses have good intentions, don't they?
Yeah.
In terms of what 2016 or what the new year ahead is going to look like. But not many of them hit those marks, do they?
No, that's right.
It's a distinct lack of planning.
If you're listening to this and you're kind of just scrambling to get everything complete and done for customers before Christmas, you might be thinking, well, I don't have the time to get any planning done for next year. But hopefully, you know, the Christmas break does afford you a bit of time where it's really good, I always find anyway, to sit down and, you know, with the phones not ringing and with no emails to answer for a little bit, you can start to, you know, really get your plans straight for next year and...
Yeah, and be strategic about it.
And in terms of strategy, you know, we're talking here about business-to-business marketing strategy. So with consumers, business-to-consumer products, where you've got a product or a service that you're selling to Joe Public, for want of a better phrase, marketing strategies differ a little bit. So... You know, with business to business, the differences generally are that you have a slightly longer sales cycle. Sales take a bit longer. They're often a bit more complex because you might have a service or a product that you need to provide kind of detailed quotations for, or tenders even. And also, they can involve a lot more different people. With a consumer, you're dealing generally with one person as it's a one-to-one sale, whereas often in a B2B environment, you're selling to a group of people or a board or there's several decision makers involved.
Yeah, absolutely, Will. And also, when it comes to B2B marketing, quite often it's consultants, coaches, and people in that ilk that are really good at what they do, but they don't seem to prioritise the planning and the strategic objectives of where their companies are going and what they want their companies to achieve in any particular year. It's almost done on the back of a fact packet, as they used to say.
I'd say that a lot of consultants and coaches are probably the best at doing that because that's often what they do for a living. Whereas it's a lot of other smaller businesses that are perhaps not as good at doing that planning and that strategic work.
I disagree with you, Will. I think there's a lot of consultants out there who don't understand the real emphasis and importance of having even a marketing plan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's why a lot of their marketing in their companies tends to be hit and miss, feast and famine, lack of belief, sceptical, because they're not doing it.
And it's true, how many business coaches have we met that actually don't run their own businesses in the way that they would tell their clients to run their businesses?
Yeah, so, a lot. Yes, however, Will, let's make sure that any business coaches out there, we are not referring to them. If they're listening to our podcast, they're clearly in the minority.
Well, exactly. Exactly. But yeah, so, you know, in a business-to-business environment, some of the actual tactics are quite different. So a lot of people in manufacturing, construction, software, IT, etc., they'll have salespeople, so they'll be doing telemarketing.
Mm.
Traditionally, anyway, telemarketing, direct mail, events and trade shows are a big one.
Yeah, networking.
Networking.
Word of mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they'd really focus on, word of mouth.
Yeah, email marketing.
Yeah.
Obviously, with the way that the digital world has changed, that will be a lot more now kind of inbound marketing. So websites, social media, LinkedIn. And I think over the last, well, over the last 10, 15 years, a strategy for business-to-business marketing has totally changed because the way buyers are working in a B2B environment has changed, hasn't it?
Absolutely.
They're doing a lot more of their own research now.
Yeah. They've done, on average, approximately 57% of the decision-making process is done prior to making the inquiry.
Yeah, so most of them are doing their... They've got the internet now, they've got computers in their pockets on their mobiles and their tablets, and they're able to do a lot of research about a company, a potential supplier, and what work out what products and services they need without actually getting a salesperson involved.
So as a B2B company, if you're not positioning yourself when they're looking, and you're not positioning yourself in the right place in the right way, then you can come out less of a choice. You become the least available choice because your competitors look far more effective than you do online.
Yes. And you know, we talk a lot about content marketing. We talked about content marketing last week's show. And one of the things that content marketing does by producing blogs and articles and videos and that type of informational, educational content on a regular basis helps to position you as an expert, and that really makes a difference in those B2B sales. So.
Yeah, and if any of our listeners doubt that, let's ask them to do some searches themselves in their own industry or in industries they might be interested in or a service that they might be interested in, and see for themselves the information comes up and how that information is received. And there's always going to be a thought leader there now in most industries, and everyone has that opportunity to be a thought leader. Everyone has that opportunity to be there when our potential customers or clients are looking for us, and the digital path is one that they can take easily and effectively. And the biggest reason why people don't take advantage of that is because they lack a strategic plan to go after that kind of business.
Now, for the past 2 weeks, Dave, I don't know about you, but every time I've talked to a client about strategy, they've brought up that guy from The Apprentice, this year's Apprentice.
Have they won?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's scary.
Richard, right?
Richard,
The Apprentice.
Richard, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Funny enough, Will, somebody compared. Yeah, they did. You're bringing back memories now, yeah.
So, and I think, like, when you talk about strategy, all right, it can be a bit airy-fairy, can't it? What was his phrase? Helping to disperse the clouds so that there's a clear path from base camp to the summit of business success.
That's well remembered, Will. Yeah, yeah. And it's...
we don't want to come across like two Richards here.
No, exactly.
But it's marketing speak, isn't it? But it's actually doing the thinking before the doing is so vital, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all I can do is agree with you, Will, because it is vital. We know it's vital. And I wonder how many of our listeners out there now are nodding their head that they know it's vital, but either they don't know where to start or they're not doing it because they're so busy doing other things. And what we want to achieve through this podcast is they understand that one of the reasons why they might not be making any traction with their digital footprint is because they're working tactically rather than strategically. Now, let me explain that a little bit. You know, what somebody typically wakes up and or is in a pub or with somewhere at dinner with someone and they say, "Are you on LinkedIn?" "Oh, no, I'm not on LinkedIn." "Oh, yeah, I am on LinkedIn, but I get nothing off it." "Oh, I get something from LinkedIn." "Oh, do you? How do you do that then?" "Well, I've done this and done that and I've done the other." "Fantastic." So they carry on with their meal or carry on watching a football match or whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. They get into their business Monday morning. They're all enthusiastic, empowered. They get onto LinkedIn. They start doing everything their mate tells them to do. They look at this, look at that, put the picture up, write all this history, and then sit back and expect all the world to come to their LinkedIn page and give them a flood of business.
That's the magic pill that they've been missing all this time.
That's all they needed to do. Yeah, absolutely. And unfortunately, it doesn't work like that. Yeah. And unfortunately also, Will, there's some peddlers out there that go and see people who talk to them about tactical channels that are great channels, but they need to be used properly and as part of an overall plan. And unfortunately, that's seriously lacking in most businesses out there in the small to medium-sized world.
So a few months ago, we published an article which was What Makes a Great Business-to-Business Marketing Strategy, and we identified kind of six things that should go into the marketing strategy, just to help kind of crystallise this into something that's